Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7, one of the things you must deal with first in life is called obstacle. So I'm going to be showing you how you can deal and remove obstacle from your life. It's very important you know how to do this. Yeah, there are different types of obstacle. I'll be showing you how to deal with them. If you don't know how to deal with obstacle, prophecy cannot come to pass in your life. If you don't know how to deal with obstacle, you cannot fulfill your destiny. If you don't know how to deal with obstacle, you are going nowhere. You just continue to say amen in church. Until you know how to deal with obstacle, there's no signs and wonders in your life. So let me quickly pray for 70 people very quickly here now. And whatever form of obstacle holding you down shall expire after the service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Zechariah chapter 4 verse 7, who art thou, O great mountain? I respect God and the Bible for something. They don't undermine something. They say it's a great mountain, yes. It's a great problem, yes. It's a great obstacle, yes. It has stopped people in your family, yes. He said, before Zerubbabel, he said, thou shalt become a plain. So no matter how big that obstacle is, they are coming down. He said, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, grace, grace. In life, obstacles are real. Obstacles are real. And listen to me, if you don't stop something, something will stop you. Yeah. If you don't stop something, stop something. If you don't stop something, it's going to stop you. Listen to me, there's no smooth road to destiny. But the fact that you carry prophecy does not mean that you're not going to experience obstacle. You say, but God has spoken, yes. In fact, it becomes more dangerous. Because the more prophecy on your head, you now become relaxed. Don't be relaxed. The more prophecy on your head, our prophecy should be a booster to you and for you, an assurance that you will get there. Can I pray for you? The plan and purpose of God for your life shall come to pass in Jesus' name.
Amen.
If you sit down, look at me, and you are wishing for a better life, you are wasting time. If you sit down, thinking that life will get better without you doing anything about it. I know it go better. It go better has not changed anybody's life. Everybody's going to Dubai today. In the 80s and 90s, if you see Dubai, you don't want to go there. It's wilderness. They didn't sit down to say, go better. They walked it out. Obstacles were there for the remove obstacle. And I pray for just 6 people right now. No matter the obstacle on your way to greatness, they are coming down for you as you fight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Carry your Bible. Let me show you something. Psalm 18, verse 29. I want us to pray. Anytime it's October, November, December, I don't joke with prayers. Because we are preparing to enter into another season. And the Lord also that 2023 is not just a year. He says it flows into 2024. So there are some things that God still wants to settle in your life. Before the record of this year is closed, the obstacle will be removed in the name of Jesus. For by you, Psalm 18 verse 29. For by you, Psalm 18 29, I run through a troop. And by my God have I lived over a wall. So a troop can be there. A troop is not a joke. You see, I passed through them. A troop is not 1, 2, 3 obstacles. He said, I passed through them. He said, even the wall, I jump on them. I jump over them because God has been with him. Can I pray for you? Through God, by God. You will run through obstacles. You will jump over them and get to your destination in the name of Jesus. Every successful person you see, they had their obstacles. But they beat the obstacle arms down. Can I pray for you? May you be one of the people too that will be tagged and named successful in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. What is an obstacle? Obstacle is anything that stands on your way to progress. Thank you. This is an obstacle. Hallelujah. Obstacle is anything that stands on your way to progress. Let me pray for 12 people right now. By the power and the blood of Jesus, any obstacle proving that you will not progress, the Lord will remove them for you. See, look at me. Everyone look at me. Don't write it. Look at me. If you don't conquer obstacle, you cannot be labeled successful in life. In agriculture, in music, in modeling, in whatever, you must conquer obstacles. Somebody say, I hear you. People don't celebrate failure. Can I pray for you? You will not be a failure.
Amen.
Obstacles are anything that stops the flow of progress. Help me with your name. Let me pray on top of it for you. May you record progress in life in the name of Jesus. Obstacles are invisible and invisible barriers that stand on the way to greatness. Praise God. The children of Israel have a choice to go back when they got to Jericho because they confront them. Come on, obstacle. But they conquer it. Every obstacle on your way to greatness, I pray for you again, you will conquer them. Obstacles are anti-miracle forces. They are the part that makes sure that you don't record one miracle. One miracle. I have a kind of a behavior, and I do it with Pastor Paul in this show. I say, what did we? Did we record any success this month? Ask him. And we do it since the time. Did we record any success? Did we make any progress? So we write it down. Can I pray for you? May you record progress in life. So, obstacles, they are anti-miracle forces. This is only for one person. Let me know you are there. Every anti-miracle force and force is stopping you. They are coming down for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Obstacles can be defined as anything that stands on your way to fulfillment or to fulfilling God's plan and God's promises. Prophecies over your life. See, you've got to fight them. People are not ready. I've seen people fight, and they will fight almost to death. You see blood over their body, and both of them are sweating, and they have blood all over. It's only one person that will celebrate. One person. In that family, may you be celebrated. Yes. You don't need my prayer. I can see. I say, may you be celebrated. Yes. Before we pray, look at this Bible passage for me. Isaiah 54, verse 17. Obstacle is anything that blocks your way, prevents you from shouting hallelujah at last. Look at it. Give me the other two versions. Give me the other two versions very quickly. Look at this one. It says, someone says, build, build. Make a way, make a road, clear the way, remove the rocks from the road my people will travel. In life, you see, take it or leave it. You see this man, this is my incantation. You can fight, get ready. All I need is one incantation from one part of the Bible. Build, build. Make a road. Clear the way. Don't just clear the way. Oh. Remove the rocks from the road my people will travel. Connect to this. Let me pray for you. Every rock and obstacle on your way, the angel of God will remove them for you in the name of Jesus. Why? If you are going to build, he said, build, build. Before you will build, before you make progress, your way must be cleared. The rocks must be removed. If you are going to travel to your destination safely, oh my God, I pray for you. From where you are to where you are going to, let the angel of God make a way and clear your road for you in the name of Jesus. Read for me again, NIV of that same verse. Look at it. Isaiah 57, verse 14. And it shall be said, build up, build up, prepare the road, remove obstacle out of the way of my people. I hereby pray for you with this scripture in front of you. The Lord will remove obstacle out of your way in the name of Jesus. Your obstacle might be sickness. Your obstacle might be financial embarrassment. Your obstacle might be academic fulfillment or difficulty. Your obstacle might be a sin. Your obstacle might be that people lie on you. Your obstacle might be allegation. Your obstacle might be a combination of things you don't understand. I pray for you in the name of Jesus that Jehovah will remove from your way and from your path every obstacle in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you are the one I pray for, let your amen be the loudest. Pay attention before we pray. There are five types of obstacles. The first obstacle you must deal with is human obstacle. Human obstacle. Human obstacle. Someone might be sitting very close with you in the church. Someone might be close pressing with you in the family. And it's a human force, an obstacle that is stopping you. I call them human. Human, not woman. Human obstacle. This is a person. The obstacle is a human being. It's a person that has turned himself to a barrier. That is saying, except don't be me born am. Except I'm not the auntie over her. Except I'm not be mama or papa. They are called human obstacle. Connect to this altar. Let me pray on top of your head for you small. I hereby decree over your life, any human obstacle standing against your life, any barrier, human barrier, Jehovah, bring them down in the name of Jesus. Oh, that amen is just 25%. I said, Jehovah, bring them down in the name of Jesus. It has become 42. I said, Jehovah, bring them down in the name of Jesus. Human obstacle, they are coming down for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, precious Lord. Obstacle by spirit. This is when there are spirits behind your problem. This is when there are spirits behind your problem. You know that at a particular time of the year, you have a particular problem. Similar problem. Our Father is the God of all spirits. So I pray for you right now. Any spirit that has been sent to stand as obstacle against you, let them be swallowed by the Father of spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus. Called obstacles of life. These are the times you see in the dream. You want to enter and to open doors, but something is bringing you back. There's a kind of gravitational pull pulling you back. There's a kind of force you don't understand. I hereby pray for you right now. Every wicked obstacle of life or life obstacle, forces of darkness that is pushing you back or pulling you back, let them lose their hold and be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Can you lift up your voice and say, any obstacle on my way to greatness? Say, catch fire now in the name of Jesus. Shout it, let me hear it 3 times. 1. Say number 2, let me hear you. Say number 3, let me hear you. Shout a dangerous amen. Number 4, obstacle by declaration. In life, your words will come to pass. Your words can become obstacle. Every time, I don't get money. Not me, in Jesus' name, I have money. Every time you are saying you are sick, you'll be sick. Every time I say life is difficult, life will be difficult. Then. And the Lord said, the book of Numbers, as long as I live, whatever they say into my head, they say, so shall I do. Yes. And sometimes you are not the one that said it. So people that have authority over your life, they'll be speaking nonsense over your life. And that's why I'm praying for you. When I come to church, I don't know your family. I don't know who you are from any nation. I just pray for you. Anybody speaking words against your life and saying, I am this over your life, their words that are negative and contrary will not stand in the name of Jesus. Anywhere they are making declaration over your life, anywhere they are saying you will go back to square one, I pray that their unity over your life right now
is scattered by fire in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Declaration, word declaration. So we say things from their mouth. Watch what you say from your mouth. Say to yourself severally that I am rich. I am healthy. I am great. I am the best. I am doing well. I am shining. I am learning. I am going places. I go up. Up I go. Nothing can stop me. Say in the name of Jesus, no force of wickedness, no power of darkness can stop me. The blood flowing in my body is the blood of Jesus. The DNA of Jesus can never fail. Jesus did not fail. Femi Akiola, you will not fail. Femi Akiola, you are going from glory to glory. In the name of Jesus, human obstacle cannot stop me. I'm not hearing you. Forces of darkness cannot stop me. Yes, I've gone through pains, but I will see the end of this problem. Shout a bigger amen. Let me hear you. Some of us can still live as if there's no problem. Practically, almost every call, 85% of call is problem. Somebody was calling me today, and I'm a scaly pig, and I had to be settling from of soup. I said, I shouldn't have picked this call. And you too, don't be cooking soup like that. Mommy is angry because of this soup. I finished. And I think they suspect I would not pick. They use another call. I said, thank God, they're not doing. I pick hello. So that is what I'm saying. This matter on ground. Word declaration. Be saying good things to yourself. What did I say you should do? Don't move so quick. And now, well, the weak say, I am strong. Say everything about yourself. Good. Don't undermine your life. If you hear me, say, I hear you. And the last one is obstacle of the mind. Mindset obstacle. You have declared in your mind, this economy bad. Let me tell you, in the economy of lifting, your mindset carry power. There is no crane that can carry your mind and lift you above what you have decided in life. If you don't see yourself rising, nobody can carry. Even if they carry, you will go back down. In the economy of lifting, what your mindset declare and you accept is what you see. Look at me. Things first happen where? In your mind before it becomes reality. Be determined from your mind. Bible says, and you have the mind of Christ. Don't be so? The mind of Christ is not the mind of failure. The mind of Christ is not the mind of one that will go from... No. Let your mindset be clear. I decree healing upon your mind and mindset now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Carry your Bible. Let me show you this before we go. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, some of you know it. Jeremiah 29, 11. For God said he knows the thoughts he has and think towards you. You see? So God is saying, now me know which thing that they think about you. He said, the thought of peace and not evil. To give you one, may you end your life well. Yeah. Why am I not hearing? I said, may you like end your life well. Yeah. So obstacle can come in form of failure. Obstacle can come in form of affliction. Obstacle can come in form of setbacks. Can come in form of lack of money. Obstacle can come in form of challenges of life. Listen to me. Be determined that you will see their end. That you will do what? Don't stop focusing on Jesus. Look at me. When you look at that problem, you might come down. Jesus, I the one walking on water. He said, yes, it's me. If you are the one, tell me to come. Peter, come. So Peter did not walk on water. Peter walked on calm. I told you. So Peter was walking what has happened in the generation. But all of a sudden, he started looking at the storms and the breeze. And started sinking. See, right in front of Jesus, it was sinking. If somebody can sing right in front of Jesus, you can sing right in church. You can sing right in front of your pastor. Because you are no more looking unto Jesus. You are looking on the problem. Remove your focus from the obstacle. Never, never let me down. Oh Lord, I'm looking on you. I'm not hearing you. Never, never let me down. Bible said they look unto him and they were not put to shame. Bible said, and they were illuminated. You have been looking at something else. That's why you are experiencing shame. Give yourself peace. Don't die before you die. Are you listening to me now? Your Bible used to say that a man died once. I don't know how many times woman died. But a man died how many times? Once. Don't die before your time. Tell your neighbor for me. Tell your neighbor for me. Die before your time. Don't die before your time. Be looking on Jesus Christ. Removing obstacles from your life. And let me tell you, look at me, everybody. Suspend what you are writing. Don't write this one. Put it in your head. No matter how good you are in life, you are still going to have enemies. In fact, being good alone, you are in for more enemies. She thinks she's the only one that is righteous. Madam Saint has come. Don't worry. Let me keep this in your hands. This is not in the Bible. It's English word. You cannot bring a good man down. You can't bring a good man down. Watch the end of the wicked. Their end is always terrible. Can I pray on top of your head? Whoever has turned to obstacle against you will never end their life well. Ben. Whoever. So I'm advising you now, you too, don't be an obstacle to anybody. Especially when you are finished eating your useless soup or her soup, you now carry your terrible broom. You begin to say things, you use your mouth to block people, you are planting seed that will germinate. When I finished preaching on Monday, I used to tell you, if you cannot be a blessing to them, leave them alone. Abi? Leave them alone. Don't be the reason why anybody will cry and meet God. Your cup of judgment is becoming full. What is the people that you do so much for? And they will hold one offense that is not even real and hold it like this as if, no, you have killed them. They end their life in desert places. And I'm advising you now, don't use church as cover up. Say, I cannot, don't use altar as cover up. See, you become obstacle. Okay, does obstacle move? Oh my God. If you do anyhow, you do, you see what? You see anyhow. You talk to obstacle. Hey, you are saying that too. How do I deal with obstacles? Number one. I know you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. But put this in your hand. You might not believe me. Satan has more stronger men than God. Small thing, Christian, we don't break down. The devil knows he's going to hell and he's still fighting. All he's saying is going to hell and they're still fighting. Abi, you know you are going to heaven and you are tired like this. You must be mentally tough. That's number one. Be mentally what? Tough. Yeah. When you look at the leaves is very soft, Abby. So somebody say, she is very gentle and soft. Beyond the leaves, there is what?
What does he do? He grinds.
So he said, she will not talk. Very soft something. Very soft something. When they finish from the soft, they will meet very, very mad something. Be mentally tough. You don't think you can destroy somebody's life and run to church to repent? Even if God forgive you, we will pray the mind of God. Remind God your sins. That God, you are a God of justice. The Bible says, for it is rightful thing for God to recompense evil. And God talk out. And the Bible says, bring me your strong reason. So we will tell the Lord. God will say, Micah is not true. The mentally, let people know that they can't destroy your life and go scot-free. They will pay for it. Yeah. Let people know that sorry will not collect whatever damage they have done in your life. Don't damage somebody's life and say, I'm sorry. A teacher failed a student in her class, and all of them had to carry over. She said, sorry. Some will not take sorry. Some people went to a debut for her. She removed her clothes outside. Sorry, again. The pilot, you killed so many people and you escaped there. You are saying you are sorry. Why don't you die there too? Go and die. You must die. You must be mentally tough. You might be a lady. You might be a man. See, don't just be a chicken that they can pick anyhow and destroy his life. Somebody say, I hear you. Refuse to surrender to challenges. Yes, it's tough. But look at me. You are not the first person to face obstacles, and you are not going to be the last. My children watch me how I deal with obstacles. I can't hide from them. My family see how I deal with obstacles. And they've seen how I conquer every obstacle. Both human, demons, and forces of darkness. I crush them. God, help me to crush them before I will crush them again. Forget about these succulent leaves. After the leaves, there is a madness there. It can crush. Shall I continue? Number two. Look beyond the challenges. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Abeko, for thou art what with me. Thy rod and thy staff. Then the next one says, thou preparest a table. But before the table, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even I say I go die, you know go die. After this one, thou preparest a table. The obstacle came before the table. You will see your table. Your obstacle, I'm going to eat you as a meal. Oh, Kanawa Shara. Tell your obstacle, I'm going to eat you like chicken kebab. You are looking at me. It's not like I am sorry for anybody that do me, because you will not go, especially if you are a Christian. You are a Christian, you are doing another person. You know me, you they do me. You know me, you they do me. Waiting go up. I'm innocent. He said, no, man, bad thing, I won't destroy. I used to have somebody that was close to me some time ago. He decided to fight me, and he decided to start shouting everywhere. And everywhere in the cartoon, all our artists were saying, I will bring Femi down. He's called me Agbaden. We saw it started. I'll bring Agba down. I will bring him down. Anyway, Oku Kwi, he died like a chicken. He died uncelebrated. Look beyond. See, remember, obstacle came before, and you, oh God, you overcame them. You are going to, a lady ran to church. She said, her boss will not let her be. That she has been there for years, no promotion. He said, now the man said, you don't sleep with me, you are finished.
I said, well, that one now. God. I said, how do you want to eat him? As suya, as beans, as jollof. He said, ah, daddy, I feel funny. I said, ew. Why? Yedo, oh God, Jesus. Incantation, yedo, I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not the python. But I shall fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Then the next verse, say what? Thou preparest. Which one come before the other one? Obstacle came before what? Thou preparest the table. That means I have conquered the obstacle and I got to my table. Listen to this voice. May you conquer your obstacle. May you arise on your table. If you are the one, I pray for shout seven amen and pack your blessings home. One, two, three, come on. Four, five, six. Thou prepare. Somebody said, thou prepare the table. Remember, anytime you see obstacle, there is a table ahead. The table of office, Allah. Table of Oha. Table of office, weary. Huh? I didn't say with you. It must have been your best suit. You say, oh, weary, oh, weary, oh, weary. Oh, weary, call Abani. Praise God. Number three, keep speaking your victory. You can start speaking my victory. As the same time is going down, that man of God is going down. I'm saying that I will see your end. I'm saying it. I've climbed others. I've climbed problems. Begin to declare that this is a piecemeal. Are you listening to me now? That this is nothing. Ah. Keep saying the end. He declared the end from where? From the beginning. How do you resemble your father now? Sometimes I wake up, I laugh. When I finish laughing, I look at one scripture like this, I throw it forward. Begin to declare. I will not die in this debt. I will see the end of this debt. After this debt, I will buy my car. Are you listening to me now? Begin to declare. Can you make a declaration? Let me hear you. Say, let me hear you. Make a declaration. Let me hear you. Say, let me hear you. You don't do. Receive instruction. Number four, receive instruction. When they go to Jericho, there was an instruction. Go around this nonsense every day once. The 7 day go and make noise. When they got to Mara, he said, take this and do like this. That's it. There must be instruction. So you have to receive. Oh Lord, give me instruction concerning this obstacle. Some God will tell you raise an altar. Some God will tell you go and fast. Some God will tell you just shut up your mouth. They got to a place that bites a snake was biting them, and God said to Moses, carry the snake. And take God to rest. God said, lift up your hand. So receive instruction. Are you ready? I want to pray for you. May you receive instruction that will end your obstacle. Yeah. Whether they are human obstacles, spiritual obstacles, obstacles of life, mindset obstacle, whatever obstacle, receive one instruction that will terminate them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Daniel's wife was giving testimony that time. When the man was troubling her, I said, bring wine. We pray on wine. The man, wine no gauge. I said, okay, this time around, carry your salary and go and drop it on the altar. They want to sack two people. You heard that testimony that day? Yes, they want to sack two people. Number one, let's remove it from the people they want to sack first. They sacked them and they left her. And the man was silent. If he just pray again, this one, they will take him back to Israel. From Israel, they will drop him where they are fighting war. When he fights war with his mate, he will know he don't fight a woman. This young pastor is very wicked. I'm wicked though. You know, people don't look for trouble of a wicked person. This nice person. You see, this pastor is very nice. I'm not nice again. Hallelujah. Number five, keep involving the mercy of God. Ask for mercy every time. Stop thinking you are too good. Stop thinking you cannot fall into sin. But see, that thinketh is standard. Let him take it though, so that you don't be forced to fall. Yeah, I will speak in tongues. We speak in tongues. Satan is confused forever and ever. Ask for mercy. Let mercy sustain you. Let mercy carry you. Tell God, I have no power of my own. Help me. If you don't help me, I am finished. And finally, it's very important to remember, maintain a life of holiness. Let holiness be your standard. Let holiness be your standard. I want us to pray. Wherever you are, shall we stand on our feet as we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. The first thing I do after I receive a word from God is to thank him for that word. See, and the Lord said to Elijah, he said, go to the brook of Kerin. No, so he said, there I will sustain you. But later, that brook got dried and received another instruction. So anytime I receive instruction from God, I thank him. Say, Lord, I thank you for this revelation. Say, let me hear you. I'm not hearing you. Say loud and clear. Say, with this revelation, I cannot fail in life. Lift up your voice and thank him. With this, I cannot fail. How I go fail now? Thank you for your word sent to me. He sent his word and he let me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your voice. I pray with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm not hearing you. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, let the fire of God scatter every gang up against my life. Every gang up standing as obstacle against my life, let the fire of God scatter them. Can you please lift up your voice and pray? Can you lift up your voice and pray? Let the fire of God scatter them. Lift up your voice everywhere you are. Every gang up against your life, against your marriage, against your expectations, let the fire of God scatter them. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray for yourself like this. Say, Father, empower me to overcome every obstacle of life. Father, pray for yourself. Empower me. Yes, empower me. You need God to empower you. Some of you probably happy you are crying. Stop crying for them. Stop crying for them. A young man did me so much harm, and I dropped my tears like this on the ground. And I said to him, you see what? You know what? These tears that I drop on the ground will fight you. I said, you know what? These tears I drop on the ground, I can never cry for you when you die. I said, these tears I drop on the ground is the beginning of your problem, your tears, your sorrow in life. So even if I forgive you, my maker will not forgive you. You think I can spoil somebody's life? I say, I am sorry. Oh no. Empower me, O Lord. I'm not here to say, empower me, O Lord. Why am I not here to say, Father, empower me to overcome every obstacle in life. Human obstacle. Spiritual obstacle. Mindset obstacle. Obstacles of life. Empower me to overcome them. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Somebody is not praying. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Any mountain standing on my way to greatness, oh Lord, remove them for me. Any mountain standing on my way to greatness, I cross over you and pass in the name of Jesus. Anyone you remember, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Are you praying at all? Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. I will say, resist the devil and you'll flee from yourself. I will say, I resist every devil resisting my progress. Say, let me hear you. Say, I resist any devil that is resisting my financial rest. Lift up your voice and cry to God like that. You too resist them. It is force against force. Battle against battle. I resist them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I, Olufemi Akiola, I will not fail in life. I refuse to be disadvantaged in life. My enemy will not use me. I climb them as ladder to my destination. I refer me, Akiola. I refuse to fail in life. I am not disadvantaged in life. My enemy cannot use me. Instead, I climb them as ladder to my own destination. Oyagba Aduabe, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Don't be afraid. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I decree as I walk in prosperity all the days of my life. I decree as I walk in prosperity, in breakthrough, in the miraculous, all the days of my life. Lift up your voice and pray in the name of Jesus. I will walk in the miraculous. I will walk in prosperity. Lift up your voice and pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Every one of us has a blessing apportioned to us. My blessing will not pass me by. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blessing apportioned for me in life will not bypass me by. Will never pass me by. Another person will not take what is mine. Is somebody praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Any obstacle blocking my star? I'm not hearing. Say, any obstacle blocking my star? Scatter and perish in the name of Jesus. I was quoting a Bible passage for Pastor Tim. I said, in the year that King Uzziah died, finish it for me. I also, Emino, me to buy motor, me to build house, me to see God, me to see changes. You too will do well. Any obstacle blocking my star? You'll be surprised that you could have married, but there's an obstacle. You'll be surprised that you could have traveled abroad, there's an obstacle. Surprised that I'm telling you there are obstacles. And some of them are human obstacles close to you. When they say, my friend. Say after me, any obstacle blocking my star? I'm not here. It says, scatter and perish by fire. In the name of the Lord Jesus, lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and pray. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Anything that must go for my life to move forward, oh Lord, remove them for me. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Anything that must go for my life to move forward, remove them, Holy Spirit. Anyone, any power, anything, Lord, remove them. Are you praying? Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, precious Lord. We say, any cage holding my blessing, break and let my blessing be released. Lift up your voice and pray that. Any cage holding my blessing, be broken now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Lift up your voice. Say, any hindrance to my prayer, catch fire by fire. Any hindrance to my prayer, any hindrance to my progress, be roasted by fire. Lift up your voice and cry to God. Are you praying at all? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Can I pray for you? Evil manipulation will not get you. Every manipulator in your life shall be exposed. Did you hear me? Every manipulator around you shall be exposed. Every manipulator in your family shall be exposed. Any power that is playing football with you at night shall be exposed. Anything they have done, your certificate, anything that has done your life or your picture that's making you not to move forward, that thing catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic effort over your life, they are scattered now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever they have disqualified you, Jehovah qualify you to get it back in the name of the Lord Jesus. Look at me. Everybody has instrument of advancement. Say after me, my instrument of advancement, let them be released now. I want to say, everybody has instrument of advancement. Something God has given to you that will make the world to know you. I pray for you that your instrument of advancement that has been held down by the wicked, they are released now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil cloud over your life, I command them to move away now in the name of the Lord Jesus. The mistake your mother made, the mistake your father made, the mistake made by the family, you will overcome them and turn into mercy and miracle in the name of the Lord Jesus. Say this after me. Any strong man attached to my obstacle? Yes. Most times, strong men are attached to obstacles so that it becomes complicated. Say, strong man attached to my obstacle. Die in the name of Jesus. Now I make this question for you, that anything connected to your obstacle, in the name of human force and power, strong man or whatever, let them perish in the name of Jesus Christ. Any power controlling your spirit at night when you are sleeping, I command them to lose their hold now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every problem that is deeply rooted, I decree right now, you are delivered, even now, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, over the stubborn battle in your life, are you ready? Receive victory in the name of the Lord Jesus. Wherever they have written your name with nonsense, ink, that you will not make progress in life. Listen, wherever they have marked your name, that will not give this thing to him or her, let the blood of Jesus reverse it for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every wicked decision taken against you, it shall not stand in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let me cause a little trouble. The seed of witchcraft in your family, I overthrow them and set them on fire in the name of the Lord Jesus. The coven of fire in your family, I overthrow them and set them on fire in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That obstacle in your life, you will see the end of them. I'm not hearing you. I said you will see the end of them. Oh yeah, that obstacle ended so many people. But you will see the end of that obstacle in the name of Jesus. No enchantment against Israel. No division against Jacob. Every enchantment, every divination against you. People that are always going naked. I call them nakeding. They are always nakeding to curse you. I command from their nakedness, they run mad in the name of the Lord Jesus. Any words of witchcraft over your star, it shall not stand. It shall not come to pass in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Receive your freedom now in the name of Jesus. That obstacle, you will see their end. And after that obstacle, you will get to your table. And at your table, you will meet with great people. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Sickness as obstacle will not finish you. Failure as obstacle will not finish you. Delay will not finish you. I'm not hearing you. Accusation will not finish you. Financial situation will not finish you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive your victory. Thank you, precious Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Jam your hands to the Lord very quickly.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. Every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakiolaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakiolaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Raising a people of integrity.